From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, May 21st, 2014. I'm Philip Grant. Joe Gentile is reporting in the Register Star that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Health and Medical Services Committee abstained from taking action on the future of Pine Haven Nursing and Rehabilitation Center at its monthly meeting on Tuesday. As the meeting took place, more than 30 protesters demonstrated outside 401 State Street in Hudson against a possible sale of the county-owned facility. Pine Haven Director Art Proper reported the Pine Haven census has decreased over the past year. The 120-bed facility is currently home to 104 residents. Proper blamed the media attention around Pine Haven's future for the decrease in admission. Board of Supervisors Chairman Pat Grattan announced an informational meeting will be held on May 28th. Donald Pryor, author of the report, The Future of the County Nursing Homes in New York State, and Mike McCarthy, the Pine Haven auditor and financial advisor, will speak. Grattan also said he anticipates the Health and Medical Services Committee will meet to consider the question of privatization on May 29th. That is a story that you'll find in today's Register Star. Voters overwhelmingly approved school budgets on Tuesday, May 20th, in both Columbia and Greene counties. As reported in the Register Star and the Daily Mail, voters in the Germantown Central School District passed that district's budget and capital spending plan by nearly a 4-to-1 ratio and elected Jeremy Smith and Donald Coons to open seats on the Board of Education. The Hudson City School District's $45.2 million spending plan was approved by a wide margin with a final vote of 560 to 298. Voters also approved the sale of the former Greene Port Elementary School to a private developer. Budgets for Chatham, Ichabod Crane, and New Lebanon school districts also passed, as did propositions offered by Ichabod Crane and New Lebanon. In Taconic Hills, challenger Nadine Gonzalo edged out incumbent Harvey Weber to win a 5-year term on the board. Weber will now serve out the remainder of Glenn Skirmahorn's unexpired 3-year term. Spending plans in Catskill, Coxsackie Athens, and Hunter Tannersville all passed easily. In the Cairo-Durham District, residents approved that district's $28.6 million spending plan, 529 to 433. The plan adopted by the Board of Education provided for housing pre-K through 5th grade at Cairo Elementary. That option did not allocate funding for the Durham Elementary School, but the board has yet to vote to formally close or limit its use. A public hearing on the future of the Durham building will be held at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, June the 5th. Finally, Michael Ryan is reporting in the Daily Mail that a landslide that closed Route 42 between Lexington and Shandaken in Greene and Ulster counties has been cleared. The road is expected to reopen on Wednesday, May the 21st. The slide occurred Thursday, May 15th in the Halcott Mountain Pass on the first hill above Spruston Road. Heavy rains followed on Friday, prolonging the closure, which affected an average of more than 700 vehicles daily. Lexington Highway Superintendent Frank Command said he continues to monitor the erosion of Beach Ridge Road North, 3 miles east of the slide. A hole is steadily widening at the base of Beach Ridge Road North at Route 42 alongside the Westkill. A geotech engineer has been hired to study the ground gap. That's a story that you'll find in today's Daily Mail. As for the weather, the National Weather Service is predicting a mostly cloudy day for today with a high near 74 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 7 p.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 54. The chance of precipitation is 50%. Forecast for the next 3 days on Thursday, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm. It will be cloudy with a high near 66 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 51. On Friday, a chance of showers again, mostly cloudy with a high near 65. Friday night, a chance of showers, mainly before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 49. And on Saturday, more showers after 8 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 70 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 51. Sunrise today was at 5:28 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:16 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 48 minutes, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, May 21st, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.